This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello, this is Natalie Pincham, and I'll be reading summaries of two articles published on March 27th, 2015. The article topics are Chiari malformation, vascular disorders, and stereotactic radiosurgery. Yawning as a presenting symptom of Chiari malformation type 1. A report of two cases by Basil Zebian and colleagues. Yawning is thought to be a behaviour regulated by the brainstem, although excessive yawning has been reported in brainstem strokes, demyelination and tumours. The cases presented in this article are the first reports of excessive yawning in patients with Chiari malformation type 1. The authors believe that brainstem compression at the craniocervical junction and ensuing edema were implicated in this curious symptomatology. They describe excessive yawning as a presenting feature of Chiari malformation type 1 in two adolescent females. The presentation was acute in the first case and more chronic in the second. Both patients underwent foramen magnum decompression, which resulted in complete cessation of the excessive yawning. These cases highlight the probable involvement of the brainstem in yawning and the potential for Chiari malformation type 1 to present with excessive yawning. The authors propose that when this occurs, urgent decompression is indicated to relieve brainstem compression. Multimodal treatment strategies for complex pediatric cerebral arteriovenous fistulas. A contemporary case series at the Barrow Neurological Institute by Hassan Zaidi and co-authors. Pediatric cerebral arteriovenous fistulas are rare but potentially lethal vascular lesions. Management strategies have undergone considerable evolution in the last decade with the advent of new endovascular, surgical, and radiosurgical technologies. From 1999 to 2012, 17 patients with pial arteriovenous fistulas, dural arteriovenous fistulas, and mixed pial or dural arteriovenous fistulas were evaluated at Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona. Among 16 patients who ultimately underwent intervention, 56.3% were treated with endovascular therapy alone, 6.3% were treated with open surgery alone, and 37.5% required a multimodal approach. Overall, 93.8% received endovascular treatment, 43.8% received open surgery, and 12.5% received stereotactic radiosurgery. Complete angiographic obliteration was achieved in 87.5% at last follow-up, which averaged 3.1 years. One infant with incomplete arteriovenous fistula obliteration died of congestive heart failure, and one patient with complete obliteration died of acute sinus thrombosis, with an overall complication rate of 18.8%. The authors found pediatric cerebral arteriovenous fistulas to be challenging neurosurgical lesions. Although advancements in endovascular therapy in the last decade have greatly changed the natural course of this disease, a multidisciplinary approach is still necessary for a large subset of patients. Surgeon experience with a thorough analysis of preoperative imaging is paramount to achieving acceptable clinical outcomes. We hope you have enjoyed listening to our weekly podcast series, which ends today. Please listen to our monthly Neurosurgical Focus podcasts, which feature in-depth interviews, and also look out for our next video issue, which will be released in July 2015.